Okay, let's reset the position. Put the black rook back on foxtrot 1, the black king back on foxtrot 8. Everything's on the foxtrot file, bar the white rook. The white rook is on alpha 7, black king on foxtrot 8, white king on foxtrot 6, white pawn, foxtrot 5, black rook, foxtrot 1. This white has just played the king to foxtrot 6. We've seen the black king go to the short side, and it holds a draw. And if you want a little phrase to remind yourself, long is wrong. Now, there always has to be a long side, because there are 8 files on the board. One of them is occupied by the pawn, so there has to be a split somewhere. So it's either 4-3 or 5-2 with the bishop or centre pawn, respectively. So, here we're going to see black go wrong. Black doesn't know his theory, and the reason why it fails, we'll see in a second. Black plays king echo 8, thinking more space, I won't get mated. Wrong, you can run to the king side, the short side, and avoid mate. So king echo 8. Now the reason why this fails, it's because white still plays rook alpha 8 check. Black plays the king to delta 7. And white plays the rook to foxtrot 8 again, recreating the same pattern. The white rook is going to protect the foxtrot pawn so that when the white king moves forward, the pawn on foxtrot 5 is protected. Now, if black tries the mirror strategy of moving the rook to the alpha, no, rook to alpha 1, just tries to straight strategy, rook to alpha 1, you should notice that the black king on delta 7 is going to get in the way of the perpetual check. Previously, the black king was on hotel 7, and the black rook could give check, check, check on the alpha file. If black tries to rook to the alpha file now, black will not be able to give check on alpha 7. The black king is in the way, and that makes the difference. So what if black were to try something like rook hotel 1? It wouldn't work because there's not enough distance between the white king on foxtrot 6 and the black rook giving check on the hotel file. So actually, because a rook hotel 6 check comes in, white just goes king guard 7 and you can't give check anymore. You have to retreat, and then the white pawn advances and we will get the arrive at the Lucina position. Okay, so we're on our way to the Lucina position here. Black's played king delta 7, white has played rook foxtrot 8 to support the pawn. Black is now just simply waiting for white to advance the pawn to the 7th rank. Black could play rook foxtrot 2. White plays king delta 7, white plays rook foxtrot 1. F6, black plays rook foxtrot 2. Black could be more annoying if it checks, but this will save time. Rook foxtrot 2. White plays king foxtrot 7. No, white plays... yeah, white plays king foxtrot 7, you might as well. Black plays rook foxtrot 1. And now white must get the rook back into play. It's done its job on the foxtrot file. It's got the pawn to the 6th rank. Now the rook can start going active again. Instead of defending, it becomes an attacker. White rook goes to alpha 8. And we're getting close to the Lucina position now. White rook alpha 8. Black plays rook foxtrot 2. White king goes to gold 7 to help advance the pawn. Black plays rook foxtrot 1. No, black plays rook golf 2 check. White plays king foxtrot 8, the white king has gained a rank. Black plays rook foxtrot 2, holding the pawn from the rear, and white plays pawn foxtrot 7. Right. So this is where black has two distinct strategies now. Black can keep the rook on the foxtrot file or transfer it to the golf file. I think staying on the foxtrot file of the pawn is a little bit trickier, and it has one sneaky little trap hiding in it. So if I was a defender here, I would keep the rook on the foxtrot file. Though strictly speaking, for the Lucina position, you transfer the rook to the golf file. And the reason why you transfer the rook to the golf file is to prevent the white king from moving to the golf file. The black king is stopping the white king moving from foxtrot 8, and the white black rook is stopping the white king moving from foxtrot 8. That's the principle of putting the rook on the golf file. But here, I think I'll have black retreating with rook foxtrot 1. If it was black to move. Was it black to move? Yes, it was. Rook foxtrot 1. Right. Now this is where I think I made it awkward last week. I tried to be clever and suggest rook alpha 4. It's not the simplest. The simplest move here for white is to retreat rook alpha 2 as far away as possible. Note this. If the black rook was on the second rank, you would play rook alpha 1. So the two rooks are as far away from their kings as possible. The black rook is on foxtrot 1, the white rook is on alpha 2, the second rank. It's back to play again. Well, black will play rook foxtrot 3, I suppose. And this is where this is more or less the Lucina position. Strictly speaking, if you want the Lucina position as definition, the rook moves to golf 1, and that is the Lucina position. Rook golf 1, and then the game move of rook delta 2. But here, I want to play rook foxtrot 3 instead. Rook foxtrot 3 for black. And this is where white takes a very important extra file. At the moment, the two kings are only separated by one file. They need to be separated by two files. White plays rook delta 2, check. And now we have the black king having to make a decision. The black king is on check on the delta file. There are four legal moves. Three of them, Charlie 8, Charlie 7 and Charlie 6, the Charlie file. And one of them to the echo file. I'd like to play the sneakiest first, if I may. I'd like to play King Echo 6. Okay. The black rook is on foxtrot 3. The Lucina position would have it on the golf file. As I want to keep it on the foxtrot file. So black tries to defend with King Echo 6. Now the standard method for the Lucina technique is to build a bridge. You bring the rook to the fourth rank. So let's play rook delta 4. Rook delta 4. Now does this work?
Rook takes pawn check.
That's the point. You don't go. This was with. Yeah. This was. That's it. Yeah. This was why the rook on delta 4 immediately didn't work last week. Yeah. It's not rook delta 4. It's king foxtrot 8. If white were to get it wrong and play the rook to the fourth rank immediately, then king echo 6 would be the sneak. Now, if black plays rook takes foxtrot 7, this is the difference between having your rook on the fourth rank and having your rook on the second rank. Last week, I was telling you to put your rook immediately on the fourth rank, and that was very badly wrong because of this idea. With the rook on the second rank, after rook takes foxtrot 7, white can play rook delta, rook foxtrot 2 check. The king must go to the golf file to defend the rook, king golf 6, and then rook golf 2 check, winning the rook. So the rook is immune, the pawn is immune. Now, had black tried this defence and white had the rook on the fourth rank, so put the rook on delta 4, and white has just played king foxtrot 8, with rook on delta 4, black can play rook takes foxtrot 7 and survive. Because after rook takes foxtrot 7, rook foxtrot 4 check, black can play king gold 5, and both rooks are attacked. And there's the difference. I missed that last week. The rook does not go to the forefront immediately when it retreats. Retreat is as far as you can up the board, either back rank or second rank, whichever is free for you. So there's a sneaky trap. The Lucina position would have the black rook on the golf file, preventing the white king. But I think if you put the rook on the foxtrot file, the end result is the same, and you might be able to try a sneaky defence with king gecko 6. And if white's been mishandling it and put the rook on the fourth rank too soon, you've got a sneaky little draw there. Okay, let's reset the position. Put the black rook back on foxtrot 3.
Call accepted from
Siddharth
Kashri.
The black king back on 7. The white king back on foxtrot 8. So, and white rook back on alpha 2. Okay. So here it is. The white king is on foxtrot 8. The white pawn is on foxtrot 7. The white rook is on foxtrot. So the black rook is on foxtrot 3. The white rook is on alpha 2. And the game move is rook delta 2 check. Delta 2 check. Well, we just had a look at King Gecko 6. So King Gecko 6 won't work because white plays King Echo 8 and black can't play rook take 4. So after rook delta 2 check, the black king has three moves and two of them are roughly the same. King Charlie 8 or King Charlie 7, they're roughly the same. Let's play King Charlie 7. This is where most players will play. King Charlie 7. Now the white rook has gained two ranks between the two kings. Previously there was only one file between the king. Now there are two files between the white king and the black king. Now this is where you start to build the bridge, as we call it. The rook comes to the fourth rank. Rook delta 4. Well, what can black do? Black can just mark time with the rook again. Rook foxtrot 1. And this is where the white king proves the point of why rook delta 4 has to be played. You put your own rook, the attacking rook, goes to its own fourth rank, rook delta 4. So the white king tries to escape. King foxtrot 7, king echo 7. Black tries rook. White plays king foxtrot 6. White king is slowly moving back towards the black rook. Black plays rook foxtrot 1 check. The white king has to be careful. If you advance too rapidly, you'll lose your foxtrot 7 pawn. So you must keep in touch with the pawn. So play king echo 6. Black plays rook echo 1 check. Now white can advance towards the black rook again because the pawn is not in sight. White plays king foxtrot 5. Black plays rook foxtrot 1 check. And this is where white can interfere with the rook on the 4th rank. Rook foxtrot 4. Black might as well play rook takes rook. King takes rook on foxtrot 4. And now we see the reason why the black king had to be driven two files away from the pawn. If white had not taken time to force the king to Charlie 7, and the black king was sitting on delta 7, when the rooks exchange on foxtrot 4 and white recaptures, the black king will be able to play king gecko 7 and win the pawn. But the king is too far away, it's on Charlie 7. If it was on delta 7, it could advance and win the pawn. On Charlie 7, two files away from the pawn, it can't get there. So that's the standard technique for winning with the Lucina position. You put your rook as far away from the white king as black king as possible. You first of all give check to force the defending king an extra file away from the pawn, so it is two files separated from the pawn. You then lift your rook to the fourth rank, and you then waggle your king backwards up the files, making sure you don't lose your advanced pawn, before you are able to play your king to the fifth rank on which your pawn is sitting, and then you can interfere with rook to the fourth rank to interfere with the check, and you win because the defending king is too far away from the pawn. One last trick. Let's reset the position again. We have a black rook on Foxtrot 3, a black king on Delta 7. Black king, Delta 7, white rook, Foxtrot 3. White king, Foxtrot 8, the pawn is still on Foxtrot 7. White rook on Alpha 2. Rook Alpha 2, pawn Foxtrot 7, king Foxtrot 8. Okay, so the standard move, rook Delta 2 check. Trying to claim the extra file. There are two variations to look at, so we'll come back again. King Charlie 7, the standard defense. White plays rook Delta 4. Black plays rook Foxtrot 1. White king goes to Echo 7. Black plays rook Echo 1 check. White plays king Foxtrot 6. Black plays rook Foxtrot 1 check. White plays king Echo 6. Now previously we had black giving check, 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 check until the white rook was able to interfere. Now we have to have a look at King Charlie 6. Black plays a passive move, King Charlie 6. So let's have a look at the position. The two kings are in opposition. White can't advance the king, because if you go King Foxtrot, King Echo 5, you lose your Foxtrot 7 pawn. So what's white to do? Well, white takes advantage of the opposition here and plays Rook Charlie 4. Check. This is an important move. Rook Charlie 4 check. You're going to drive the black king one file further away from the pawn. So the king can either go, it has to go to the Bravo file. Let's say Bravo 7. No, Bravo 6. I prefer Bravo 6. King Bravo 6.
Why not Bravo 5?
Okay, King Bravo 5, if you want. It's the same story. Bravo 7, 6 or 5. 7, 6 or 5, it'll end up the same. So you choose 7, 6 or 5. I prefer 6 or 7. But after 7, 6 or 5, the rook comes to Echo 4. Now the white king is sheltered from checks from the black rook on the Echo file. And this is why we needed the black king to be forced to the Bravo file. The black king now tries to sprint to the Foxtrot file. Black plays King Charlie 7, but the white king has time to come to Echo 7. And the pawn queen is next move. So this is why when black tried a passive defense with the white king on Echo 6 and the black king on black tried King Charlie 6, the white rook on Delta 4 had to go to Charlie 4 check. If you don't, if you play rook Echo 4 immediately, black will have... Will he have king? Oh no, it's the same story, but I think it's more efficient. Rook Charlie 4 check on Echo 4. Okay, one last trick, reset the position piece, put the white rook on Alpha 2, the black rook on Foxtrot 3, white rook Alpha 2, White King Proxtosage. White Pawn Fox.7. Black Rook is on Fox.3. Black King is on Delta 7. White again to move plays Rook Delta 2 check. And this is where Black could try King Charlie 6. Now, White carries on in standard move, Rook Delta 4. And this is where Black really goes for it and plays King Charlie 5. Well, there are probably several wins from here. You still need two extra files for the White King to be able to shuffle around and for the Foxtrot Pawn to be safe to promote. So the winning move here after King Charlie 5 is to put your Rook on the 7th rank and play Rook. Rook to Delta 7. Ah, yeah, Rook to Delta 7 I think. The idea is that the White King is going to come to Echo 8. And any checks from the Black Rook can be interfered with Rook Echo 7. And that stops the attacks on the White King. There's one little trap to look out for. Black has played King Charlie 5. White has played Rook Delta 7. Black plays King back to Charlie 6. Now there's a winning move and there's a drawing move. The move to... Oh no, it's alright, you can play it. No, they're both winning. Yeah, it, the simple move is now King Gecko 8. Actually, no, the simple move, the better move is Rook Alpha 7. Rook Alpha 7. Black plays what? What can Black play? Actually, how do you stop that? Ah, I see. Yes. Ah, Black can play King Delta 6. This isn't so clear anymore. Aye, that's how it's done. Okay, King Delta 6, yeah. King Gecko 8. The threat is to promote the pawn. Black plays Rook Echo 3 check. You can't interfere with the rook, so you play King Delta 8. King Delta 8. Black puts the rook behind the pawn again, Rook Foxtrot 3, which prevents Rook Foxtrot 8 Queen, which is a simpler. I think. Rook Delta 7 check is winning. Rook Delta 7 check. The King tries to go to Echo 6 for Black. You then play Rook Echo 7 check. The King comes back to Delta 6. Here you go, King Foxtrot 6, Pawn Foxtrot 8, wins the Queen and a Rook. So King back to Delta 6. And then White simply plays King Echo 8. And there's nothing to stop the pawn promoting. So I think that covers the Lucina position. I think it's trickier if the defender doesn't give the White King the perpetual check attempt up the files. I think it's trickier if the Black King tries to wander around the Queen side of it and see what the White Rook does. I think most players who have studied rook and pawn endings will have studied this position. It's one of the standard positions. But they might not recall the less active defences. The active Black defence, with Black playing rook check from Echo 1, Foxtrot, Golf, wherever the White King went, the Black Rook gave check. I think it's trickier if the Black King wanders up the board. We've just seen how it can be beaten. White puts the rook on the seventh rank and then takes his time to ensure that the rook eventually can come safely to echo 7, and so the king can come to echo 8 and the pawn promotes. Okay, so I think, while the Lucina position is well known, I think it's trickier for the attacking player if the black, if the defending rook stays on the same file on the, as the pawn, and also tries to be active with the king instead of the rook. It's still a win for the player with the pawn, but I think it's a little bit sneakier. And maybe your opponent hasn't studied this in the depth you might have done. So there are two aspects to the rook and pawn endings: is how to converse a one position, and from the defender's perspective, how to make it as difficult for your opponents and give them opportunities to get it wrong. And if your opponent is an allegro finish and they've only got 2 minutes on the clock, you don't know what they're going to do.
By the way, it might be worth noting, if you are white and are struggling on some, repeat the position or make, you know, basically move the book up and down the file and stuff to get to time.
Oh, you mean on a Fischer clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a Fischer clock, that would be the sensible thing to do.
Repeat, you can get the time control and then...
I'm talking about an allegro finish where the flag falls. You have, say, 10 minutes to complete all moves of the game.
Oh, that's different, yeah. But if you get to a new time control, like,
yes. If you're playing in something like FTP or Skype Chess, where the time controls just keep coming back, then yes, by all means, give check, 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 move your king. Give check, 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 move your king. Destroy the pattern by spending 3 moves with your rook to do a checking pattern which could be done in 2. So if white was, say, shuffling rook alpha 2 to delta 2, alpha 2 to delta 2, in the middle of it all, go rook charlie 2, and then alpha 2, delta 2, alpha 2, delta 2, rook to bravo 2, and then move your king. Yeah,
just be careful not to repeat the position a third time.
Yeah. But no, I'm thinking in practical terms of a weekend tournament where time controls are not open-ended and that you have a finite amount of time to finish. Yeah? So if you find yourself in such a position having to defend in this, then I would suggest march your king around. And don't play check, check, check with the rook. March your king around and force your opponent to find what we just... and the careful shuffling before you can safely play rook to the file adjacent to the pawn.
Yes, good idea.
these are the lines that don't get considered. They're in the books, but they're not seen as the main line.
Yeah, I think most people do that so-called building the bridge. They know that line, but as I said, they don't know this line.
Yeah, they know. They probably know how to build the bridge, and they know how to carefully waggle their king backwards. But how would you like to find what I've just shown you with the black king marching at the Charlie file to Charlie 5, and you think, hang on, he's attacking my rook. I don't remember this. He can't attack my rook. And if the rook, say, goes across to hotel 4, then the king comes back to delta 6, and the white king's beginning to get trapped again. They can get it wrong in all sorts of ways.
Yep.
Okay, so what's the time now?
47.
Okay, well, I think we've done enough rook and pawn endings for one day. There will be more rook and pawn endings.
And the Lucina position, does it work with the rook's pawn, or is it different?
It's different because it can work sometimes but it depends on the number of files the defending king is away from the pawn, or from the defender's perspective, close to the pawn. If the defending king is close to the pawn on the seventh rank, then it's a draw. If the defending king is separated by four files from the pawn, it can be won, but you have to know what to do. And the sneaky thing is, it isn't necessarily going to be a rook and pawn ending, but I think we'll come to that in a future date.
Yeah, right. Found it very difficult.
It's the most difficult of the lot. It can be done. There are theoretical wins, put it that way. There are theoretical draws and theoretical wins, and it depends on how close the defending king is to the pawn on the seventh rank.
Right, the knight pawn is the same as the central pawn, or also tricky, like the rook pawn.
No, it's exactly the same. The knight's pawn, the knight, bishop, and centre pawns are all the same. Six pawns are all the same. With Philidor position, the bishop and centre pawns have to be defended with an active rook, a passive rook on the third rank, then an active rook later, if you can get Philidor's position. And then with the bishop and centre pawns, you have to run your king to the short side to avoid the checkmate, not the long. Long is wrong. Short is good, long is wrong. And then in this position, you can see how the Lucina position could have arisen with the black king trying to run from, say, alpha 4 or alpha 3 or alpha 4 trying to run to the centre of the board. So, you know, the defending king isn't always in front of the promotion pawn. It could have had to do some duty a long way away, and it's having to sprint back. So the position with the white king in front of the pawn can arise in many ways. But once you get it with the knight pawn, bishop, or centre pawn, it is a win. Providing there's nothing funny happening with you're losing your pawn immediately. Yeah. But with the rook pawn, it depends how close the defending king is. And again, there's a little trick involved. There's a nice little trick involved in that one. Yeah. And the strange thing is, I've probably only had this type of position maybe about four times in a chess life involving how many thousand games. And I've lost the Philidor position twice. I had the Philidor, I could have created Philidor's position easily, and yet I lost it because I didn't realise that I had to put my rook on my own. Instead, I just kept giving check, 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 and of course, or trying to hold the pawn from the rear, and it didn't work. I just ended up in a lost position. King got forced out, and then the Lucina. The senior position came into play. Well, third time I got it right, defending Philidor's position. I found it, demonstrated it, defended it. But I can't recall if I've ever had to win. I had to show this technique to win. And I don't know how many games. I probably got over a couple of thousand games. From league and tournament play. Okay, well that's enough rook and pawn endings for this week. So I think we now have a guest game.